Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is a Monday afternoon. Now, I am looking at some of the numbers from the markets, and the one that jumps out at me is that I guess gold is going through the roof. I want to chat with our friend Carl Carlson from Carlson Financial. We do it each and every Monday afternoon. Carl, as always, thank you for being here.
Great to be here, Jeff.
Tell me about gold. What is going on with gold?
Well, it could be the value of our dollar is becoming a little more in question because of all the money we're printing, and seems to we may be printing some more here in the future. So oftentimes that runs up the price of gold because people are leaving the dollar and going to something that they feel is maybe a little more safe.
Huh. So when they say gold, because I'm not nearly as knowledgeable about this as I probably should be. When they're talking about gold, are they not talking about somebody's rings and jewelry, right?
Necklaces, rings, bracelets, yeah, stuff
really?
Like that.
Wow.
No, that's not the big gold. That's the little gold.
Oh.
That's the
oh.
bling. That's
okay.
the bling.
Yeah.
Not talking about the bling.
Okay. Because I was thinking, I was going to go right in Heidi's dresser and take that to the Food Lion next week and see what I can trade it for.
That's right. Exactly. No, they're talking about gold bars, but oftentimes in today's world, that's actually even purchased in shares of an ETF, exchange traded fund, like a fund that owns gold, or it owns part of something that a trust that owns a bunch
wow.
of gold. So people are just buying little parts of that.
So, okay. So they're buying essentially a piece of gold, but like the stock market, are they just, they're just getting a certificate that says you own 2 ounces of gold.
Yeah, it's pretty much all just electronic, just like owning a stock. It's all kept somewhere in the cloud on the big data and big data.
Yeah. And,
so,
and now, wait a minute. So do we really believe there is the pound of gold, or is this like Rumpelstiltskin somewhere, the Rumpelstiltskin Trust Fund that's spinning gold
exactly.
for all of us?
Rapunzel.
Yeah.
Oh, was that Rumpelstiltskin? Yeah. All right. That's
wow.
gold hair.
So, okay, so is this would then be what we consider commodities, right?
Yeah, commodities, yep, which generally not a big fan of those.
Okay, so explain that to me then, Carl. And again, realize, you know, you're like at the PhD level. I'm the kid in kindergarten still eating paste on this because I don't know what the heck the difference is. So the commodities, then we're talking about gold, I guess oil, beef futures, whatever the heck that means. I always thought, geez, I think I'm having steak tonight. I have no idea what that really means.
Pork bellies.
Yeah. Oh, those are good, by the way. If you get them done right. I want to go heavy into pork bellies, Carl. And I'm
right.
starting at one of those all-you-can-eat buffets. I hope it works out for me.
I hope it does, too. So first you have stocks. You buy stocks. You own a piece of a company
mm-hmm.
that actually does something and makes money and supposed to make a profit
okay.
that adds to the value of your stock. And the more money they make, and over the years they get bigger, and the value of your stock gets bigger. Problem with commodities like gold, they don't do anything. You know, the
right.
gold's just sitting there in a big vault somewhere. And it's a lot more of just betting.
Yeah. Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
And what about
so that's
the
why I'm not in a big favor of it, but
yeah.
With where the dollar's going, you know, people might think
yep.
about investing in companies in another country.
Oh.
And where it's a different, it's not the dollar based, but gold seems to be a little thing to run to because people are just used to that from a lot of history and feel like it's safe, but it's actually very risky. It goes
right.
up and down a lot. So be
and
careful.
Okay. Now they're talking about another, what is the stimulus thing where we're each going to get $1,200, which initially, boy, that sounds really good, Carl, but the long run is maybe not so much, right?
Yeah, that's the problem. So it's really about balancing the short term and the long term, I think. So I think short term, some of these programs we need to get us through this whole virus thing. But the problem is we don't have a history of being able to pay the debt back that we're gathering. So that's what I think can make people nervous.
Yeah.
If they could do some things to get us through the short run, and then we all had a little bit of pain and a little additional taxes or maybe not as much spending by the federal government to get us back to where we were, people could relax a little more.
Yeah.
But will they do that is the question.
No. No, I you don't even have to. I'll answer that question. The answer is no. I appreciate you asking the question. I sound like a politician. Oh, thank you so much for answering that question or asking that question. No, because nobody in this country wants to experience anything except bliss and comfort 24/7. So, no, we'll never do that. And don't you think we've become sort of like Wimpy in the old Popeye commercial? I'll gladly pay you a dollar tomorrow if I can have three burgers today.
Just a little bit, yeah.
Yeah.
I think so. You have to be a little more physically sound over time. Yeah. You know, where you end up like Greece.
Oh, gosh.
Venezuela.
Yeah. Well, in that case, I guess I really am going to Heidi's closet and taking her stuff and trading it for pork bellies.
Exactly.
Hey, let me ask you about wine and wisdom. I know with all of this coronavirus stuff, it's something that we haven't done any sort of events, and that used to be one of the great highlights for folks. Are you still working on maybe putting something like that together?
We are. It'll come back. But
okay.
Yeah. You know, we have oftentimes 100, 200 people there, so it's a little tricky right now.
Okay.
All right. And one person per table, that would take a lot of tables.
That is. Well, you do it at the – here's what I'm thinking. Do it on the field at the Diamond, one person per table.
Exactly.
You know, I'm just spitballing with you. I'm an idea man, not a detail man, as you know.
For a little bit of fun and some advice, starting in 2 weeks, Saturday, August 15th in the morning, Channel 12, I start a new TV show, Cooking with Carl, lightly sprinkled with sound financial advice.
Wow. I like it. Okay. Well, let me know if you need a sous chef, because I'm more than willing to hold your spatula
available
for you. Yeah.
You'll bring the gold knives?
That's right. Absolutely. Carl, thank you, my friend. That is Carl Carlson from Carlson Financial. Great guy, great insight, great advice. Let me just give you his number before I forget. 844-CARLSON, 844-227-5766. Every Monday we chat with him. You know, it's a good conversation. It's always a lot of fun. Just because, truthfully, when it comes to economic stuff, business stuff, I don't know very much, as is evidenced by the fact that I'm poor. But Carl knows this stuff, and we just have a good time chatting about it. It is 4:45, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.